Right now, we're going to jump out to the Players Fund Center phone line and visit with Mr. Major League Eating. He is Rich Shea, the famous Coney Island Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest. Coming up Saturday, the 4th of July. My guess is you guys are getting ready for a huge crowd, this being a Saturday this year, Rich.
Yeah, Saturdays always help. But, you know, we George and I were worried that we might get a little, not overshadowed, but there may be so many competing events in New York City because of the 250th.
Yeah.
That we might face some competition, let's say. But it's turning out to seem to be the opposite. We're sold out on media and friends and family passes, and I think we're going to have a massive crowd. So it kind of speaks to the global import of this event.
Hey, what's more American than eating hot dogs on the 4th of July, Rich?
I guess it is. It's just, I don't know. We're just thinking, gosh, are people going to go see the tall ships, or are they going to want to come and see Joey? It turns out they're going to want to come and see Joey.
Hey, speaking of Joey, I know he's going to be there to defend his title. He is the world record holder.
Yep.
Was there ever a time where it was touch and go as to whether Joey was going to compete this year?
No, I think all that hubbub is behind us. He's been focused on this year since last year. He wants to get his 18th, but it's amazing when you hear him talk. He's always talking about setting a new world record. Like, he is desperate to get to 80 hot dogs and buns, which you'll recall back in 21, he did 76. Last year, he did 70. The 23, he did 70 and a half. So he gets down on himself if he can't set a world record. So that's always his goal, and he'll be there with bells on.
I noticed last month, it's been about 6 weeks, he ate 16 pounds of bologna.
Yes, down at Dead End Barbecue in Knoxville. It's called Elm Hill Bologna. It's like kind of an artisanal or high-end, let's say, bologna, and they smoke it, and they give him these thick pieces. He's the bologna king.
Well, there's a lot of that in hot dog. I mean, there's some similarities, is there not?
Yes.
Yeah. So he was just kind of warming up, I guess.
Yeah, he's been performing well as always, and he won Bagel Mania in Las Vegas to kick off the year. And whenever he enters a contest, it's unlikely anyone's going to beat him. I mean, he's been beaten. The question is whether he'll be beaten this year. If I were an odds maker, I'd probably say no.
Speaking of Las Vegas, if I read this correctly, you have a qualifying event this year in Vegas, do you not?
And yes, it's the oddest little thing. So Nathan's Famous has a franchisee in Las Vegas. There are five Nathan's Famous. They do quite well in Las Vegas in casinos. Around, and this is going to be at the New York Hotel and Casino, appropriately, where we've historically done qualifiers in the past two decades plus. But so we're going to do one on the very day of the 4th. So people who didn't get into the 4th this year are going to be going there, and in the hopes of stamping their ticket for 27.
So you have people who did not qualify, and several of those will be at this event on that afternoon on the 4th.
That is it. Yes, it's never happened before. You know, all of our team is in New York, as you can imagine. So we had to put together a second team to run that event. So that'll be a lot of fun. But the eyes, of course, of the world will be on ESPN. And other good news here, I should share, Chip,
okay,
is that from their ABC National is going to take this contest from 12:30 Eastern to 1 p.m. So in addition to the ESPN broadcast, we'll be on every ABC channel in the country.
I saw this. It was only a matter of time, because when I was there, I was doing ABC radio. So ABC has been involved a while. The network itself, it's about time they figured this out.
It's a real boost. I'm interested to see what those numbers, what that translates to viewership wise, but we're pretty excited about that. It kind of goes to the point that, America's 250th.
Yep.
The eyes are turning to these signature events, and I guess ours is the midday signature event.
This is the first time, correct?
Yes, first time. We always do ESPN. Last year, we almost hit 2 million viewers, which was a record. So we've been lucky to be doing ESPN for 23 years. But the fact that ABC is now going to pick it up for that last half hour, which includes the men's competition, is exciting for us.
I hope you're not too nervous now being on national network TV and not just cable.
Yeah, I'm not. It's I'll be comfortable. I think we're lucky to have done this enough. And by the time, you know, we'll be out there in the sun, as you know, from 10 yep. o'clock on. So by the time that 12:30 Eastern hits, I'll be just half asleep. I'll be my head will be someplace else.
Did you and George get new hats for the occasion?
You know, it's funny, George, I don't wear a hat on the 4th. I wear one when I'm on the road, but so I'll be in the booth with shade, luckily. But George did just get a new hat. My intern was looking all over the city for one and finally identified the Italian styled hat.
So you found a place that was very similar to what we've seen in the past?
Yeah, it's like a place called J&J Hat Center. And it's just, you know, these are hats that you can imagine were popular in the 20s, right?
Yes.
1920s. And that's why we wear them. And they've become sort of part of our brand. And there are some knockoffs out there, but we don't want to, even though that wouldn't read on the cameras, we want to have the real deal. And oddly, they're made in Italy, the straw hat, the real deal straw hat that was popular in the 20s here in the U.S.
I got to tell you that the front page of your website, with the everything you need to know, is just outstanding this year.
Oh, that's good. I'll tell the kid that's running our site.
You've got all of the information. You've got TV. You've got how to get to surf in Stillwell. You've got all the times. You've got the road to Coney Island. You've got the international competitors. Man, you've got everything you need right there. People will go to the Major League Eating website. They can find it all.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. And we also have a nice sponsor this year, Chinette, which is that more sturdy picnic plate that you might get, which is also an American item. The Chinette plate is made in Maine, so we're upgrading our plates to a more sort of durable, sturdy Chinette plate on the 4th. So that'll be just an advantage for not so much the eaters, but for the handlers.
So I got to tell you, I looked at some of the qualifying results, and I realized that in qualifying, they don't have to eat like they will on Saturday.
Sure.
But there's no one close right now.
No. You know, I think that, you know, we've talked about this in the past. You're a student of the game, right? So Jeff Esper has eaten 53. Excuse me. James Webb, who I think is probably the most consistently high-performing and active person on the Major League Eating Circuit, James Webb from Sydney, Australia. He ate 52 last year. So if Joey were to have a hiccup, you know, those are the two guys, but can they get north of that low 50s? You know,
so right.
When Joey has an off contest, he's low 60s.
Yes.
So I don't know that I see it. Here's an interesting, intricate, nuanced storyline. Nick Wary and Mickey Sudo are married. They have a child. Nick is the sixth ranked eater in the world, and Mickey is the fifth ranked eater. Obviously, Mickey has won multiple belts in Coney Island. She ate 51 hot dogs in 24. She had an off year last year and just ate 33, but still took the win. The question here for fans is the ranking. Mickey is ranked fifth. Nick is ranked sixth. If there's a chance that in the next rankings, Nick eclipses his wife Mickey, and that could be interesting in the household.
So I would hate to get my hand in the middle of the table during dinner time between those two.
Yeah, you don't want to. I think it's a competitive situation, even if it's just, you know, spaghetti and meatballs.
That's what I'm thinking. If they sit out for dinner, I mean, how long is their dinners? Are they 10 minutes? I mean, I love that.
Yeah, they go to Applebee's and ask their waiter to say, go.
Are there any other women that can compete with Mickey?
Well, Michelle Lesko, who won in, I think it was 21, with 31. So if Mickey had a year like last year, Michelle Lesko could certainly be right there in the conversation. A younger lady from the Pacific Northwest Seattle area named Domenica D, mid-20s, so 25, let's say. So if she had a breakout performance, those are sort of the three. And then we have a lady, a veteran, you'll know this name, Laurel Marie Millay, who's from Pocono Pines, Pennsylvania. Laurel has, this will be her 16th appearance at Coney Island. It's that's as many times as the great Sonia Thomas competed.
The so Black
that's
Widow.
A real benchmark for her.
We miss the Black Widow.
Yes, we do. She was the greatest, you know, of all time. But Mickey has certainly outperformed her. But the Black the Black Widow in the early days of our events, you know, she really left a mark.
So you have four international competitors, I noticed. You already mentioned James Webb, right? You've got Max Stanford from the United Kingdom. You have a South Korean competitor, Yuno Choi. Did I get that right?
Yeah, and Yuno is interesting. So there's a little bit of a wild card there. I've never seen him compete in person. 25, north of 25 to qualify in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Claims he ate 30 and that it was a judge's error. Our judge claims he's false in that interpretation. But let's say 25 to 30 in his first ever attempt. So that's pretty telling. Max Stanford, I was with him in Washington, D.C. earlier in June. He ate 50, large glazed donuts in 8 minutes. He didn't win. He came in three short of James Webb. But Max is a great eater. Radim Borisek, very active from the Czech Republic or Chechnya.
Yep.
Actually grew up in, I forget the name of the city, but it's the same town that Yvonne Lendl grew up in.
Okay.
But he'll be in the mix, but he shouldn't threaten Joey.
Okay, so I want to mention this. So at 9:45 Texas time, 10:45 at the corner of Cerf and Stillwell, the women will be on ESPN3 and ESPN.com streaming, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then the men's competition starts at 11 o'clock on ESPN2, and it will be picked up beginning at 11:30 Texas time as well on ABC.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That's you know your stuff. You got your holiday all sorted.
My holiday revolves around this. You know, I'm at the beach on Saturday. I will come in off the beach early in order to take in the hot dog eating contest. And by the way, I will be eating hot dogs right along with the competitors, and I generally stop at one.
Yeah, me too. I actually have, when I do Nathan's, I can't. I have to have two. But that's my limit, yeah.
Rich, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. We will be watching on Saturday, and good luck to you, and thanks so much as always.
Yeah, thanks so much, and go Aggies. Have a great holiday.